Well, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Today is the last Sunday of the month, so we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service, and everyone, of course, is invited for the good food and the good fellowship. And as a result, the services normally scheduled Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, and that service will proceed this afternoon as usual. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of John, chapters 10 and 11. Next Sunday, September 6th, Sunday school for all age groups will continue the study of the last book of the Old Testament in Malachi, chapters 2, verse 17 through Malachi 3, verse 6. And just mention this as a reminder. If you haven't been going to the Sunday school class, there's one available for your age group, and so we want to remind you of that. We are blessed to sit under very good teaching in this church, and so the Sunday school starts at 9:45 a.m. as usual. We will have our quarterly business meeting in 2 weeks on September 13th, and that will occur directly following the morning worship service, and we encourage you to attend. Please refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Amen. Let's open our hymn books, please. Good morning. Thank God for the coolness of the wind that God gave us, huh? A lot better than Friday. It was really hot on Friday. Why don't we open to hymn number 36 and sing the first and the last stanzas. Turn to hymn number 230, Saved, Saved, and we'll sing the first and the third.
I know that there is hope.
life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Great words, right? Why don't we all rise and turn to hymn number 156, saying Christ Returneth.
Just for 1 minute, stay standing, please, as we pray. I want to announce that one of our members by extension, we call it, who lives in Livermore, Jeff Swart, has requested me to thank you for our prayers on his behalf and on behalf of his wife. As you know, he experienced a 9-month, a very critical situation, and Jeff have questions, and if he could do this or he cannot do the other, and we pray for consistency and skill. He was placed in a nursing home and then in home, and now he's released from all therapies and he's in good shape, and he wants the church to know that he and his wife really appreciate our church and our prayers. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning, we do not ask this day for dazzling displays of strength, electric exercise of intellectual expertise, or marvelous manifestations of miracles. We come simply to worship you, our Heavenly Father. Touch us these days, O Lord, sinners that we are, that we might become your saints, your body, your children, your church. For this temple of your spirit is built not upon our own abilities, knowledge, or restorative skills, but upon you. Our Heavenly Father, Jesus tell us in Matthew 18 and in verse 19, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And so, Father, we pray for those who are sick in our congregation and for those foreseeing surgery in the near future. Let us remember Ann Peretto, Jerry Calamar as she improved on her knees, Donald McDowell, Marcus Zion Menick, the little boy that need to be completely restored, Joshua Yalde that still cannot be free from walking, Dwight Forsee and making decisions to foresee his treatment, Maida Kahn with a cancer, and Jeff Swart, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you that you have healed him and that you have given strength to Mary, his wife. Oh God, we trust in your power, even as it is often found in weakness. In your wisdom, even as it is expressed in seemingly foolishness, and your wholeness, even as it comes to us amid brokenness. We pray for our missionaries that they will have boldness and strength and confidence in their ministry, and especially safety in the place they serve. As we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila across Central and South America, the Informed Choices, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Daniel is this Sunday right here in California in the race north from us. And we pray for Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, they are in Uganda for another week. Years ago, there were missionaries there, and now they went to review the work, and they are rejoicing with those people in Uganda. And a school has been found, a church has been planted, and so let them rejoice with the African people in that area. As we worship you with our offerings, we are thankful for your provision, and at the same time, we are thankful for your people at Bethel who support us faithfully. So, Father, we pray, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
I should have known.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Hebrews. And if you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1310. We will be reading Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 25. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 35. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our faithful Father and our God, we thank you for your written word, which endures forever and is forever settled in heaven. Our confidence and trust is in the truth of that word, and for your promises cannot fail. We thank you for the freedom we enjoy in assembling ourselves together. And as the culture trends toward unbelief and perhaps persecution of believers, we pray for our pastors and others as they continue to preach the word without compromise. We are assured that no matter how difficult things seem, you are with us. And we thank you for the gift of faith, enabling us to be witnesses to the mighty works of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now for your faithful servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the words of life, your truth from the Bible, that guides us in all we think or say or do. And bless those listening on the radio and internet and CD. To you alone be